Hello, 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 everyone. Good morning. For me, anyway, it is April 27th, 2024. I'm waking up in my home in downtown Delta, Pennsylvania. Yeah. It's a little cloudy out today. Temperature is a little chilly, but you know, it's a nice spring day. I'm looking forward to the day ahead and what it holds. So, I've been thinking about this particular podcast for some time now, and I thought this was the one I was going to do, the last podcast that I did, and I actually went on a tangent, sort of, I guess, with the Tranquility Base, the cabin, which is pretty awesome, by the way, and I am open to doing personalized retreats, and it's going. Ooh, so it's exciting. So today, I just wanted to chat about whether, let me just do this. Let me pose a question. Are you creating your life? Or are you waiting for your life to happen? So many times, I hear people say to me, well, you know, I'm going to retire and then I'm going to do this, this, and this. I'm going to finish this and then get, and then I'll do this. Now I understand, like, you know, you want to take it, like, say, a big trip and you need to save your money and all that. Okay, cool. So, but what I want to really look at is, are you waiting for your life to happen or are you creating your life? So I recently started to see somebody, we've been on a few dates, and actually I'm excited today because I get to go and hang out with her, and talk about things. And it's actually awesome because we can talk and have questions and, you know, thought provoking questions and think about things, and, you know, like, she answers them and it's just awesome. Anyway, so I asked her yesterday, do you feel like there are coincidences in life, or, you know, there are no such thing as coincidences, and, you know, are you right where you need to be? So, you know, she came back, she said she thinks they're rare, and, you know, she thinks about, like, logic. She's a very logical person. And basically that, you know, I said to her, she came back at me and was like, well, what do you think? I said, well, there are no coincidences. And our life up to now is a summation of all of our choices. Whether it's conscious or unconscious, we're always creating our life. Whatever it is. Whether it's that car accident that you were in, whether it was you hurt yourself, whether it was you got fired from your job, whatever it is. Started a new relationship, ended in a relationship. Our life is a summation of the choices, whether conscious or unconscious. So here's the thing. I decided some time ago, I desired for my choices to be conscious so that I was empowered to be creating things that I truly desired. Now, saying that, I'm going to go back for just a second. I'm not going to say 100% of the time I'm conscious of every choice that I'm making and that it's moving towards that creation that I was looking for. However, the more that we wake up, the more that we start to look at and our life and see where we've chosen, where we've not chosen, and what is created and where we are now, then we can begin to look at, all right, if I choose this, now we don't know it necessarily exactly what it might 100% lead to, but we know that it might lead to something hopefully greater in our life. And this is what this podcast is about. It is about creating greater in our lives. Creation conversations. So what I'm saying is that I started doing that. I go, okay, for quite some time, I kept getting kicked out of places, or I got fired. I got kicked out of a friend's house for seemingly nothing. I know, you're like, oh, well, obviously something had to happen. Like I said, I got fired, and then there was another person's place that was pushing me out, and it was like, what is happening here? Well, I wasn't being conscious with my choices. And for the one, when I got fired from the salon that I worked at for almost 10 years, what had happened was I wasn't listening to my desire was to go back out and create my own business again. I knew that that was like this long target goal. And what was happening is I would have clients come in and they'd be on my table and they were like, you know, every once in a while somebody would go, oh, did you ever think about doing your own business? Well, I had had my own business prior to the salon, and then I consolidated it to the salon just to make it easier. That was one in one place instead of all over the place. Anyway, so people will be like, oh, are you, you know, going to do your own business? And are you going to do this? And I'm like, well, you know, I'm just waiting, you know, in my mind, waiting for my ducks to be in a row, and I'm waiting for this, and I gotta have this certain thing to be this way, right way, so that I can do this. I was waiting for my life to happen. In the meanwhile, like somewhere in the back of my unconscious, somewhat conscious mind, I desired to have my own business again. And then whatever was holding me back, whether it was fear that I made up of, oh, I couldn't do it, or how could I do this, and I'm by myself, and I own a house, and, you know, what is that going to look like, and, right? So I was waiting for my life to happen. I wasn't consciously in line with it and creating it. Now, this cabin, if you listen to the last podcast, if you didn't, go back and listen to it. I was conscious, became very conscious that this is what I desired to create. I wanted to create a place for retreats. I wanted to create a place that was more for people, for myself included. And it's become very conscious. Now, I didn't know exactly what it was going to look like, how it was going to happen. I just knew that it would happen. And that's just it. So, are you waiting for your life or creating it? And it doesn't mean, oh, okay, well, Cheryl's like, all right, you got to go create your life and you got to go take that big trip now. No. However, there's may have been opportunities that have occurred or opened up. And it's like, here you go. And I've seen it happen with many people. And I'll give you a really, you know, small example. I've had, like, say, an appointment open up in my book. Now, I'm usually pretty booked, and I'm actually changing my structure a little bit of what I used to do. If I had an appointment open up, boom, I had to immediately fill it. And I was like, you know what? No. I'm going to take a moment. I'm going to leave that space because I know that it'll get filled. So I'm always creating for those, you know, spaces to be filled. And I know sometimes they're not supposed to be because of whatever reason. But anyway, so I create this space for whatever that needs to happen. And there's been a few times at least that I know the space is created for somebody who really, really needs it. And then I've reached out to this person like, oh my gosh, this space just opened up. And a few times I've gotten, oh, yeah, no, I can't because blah, 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 blah. Excuse. And yet the energy for it is there. Now, I know I talk about energy sometimes, and I do my best not to make energy so abstract, even though it's sort of abstract, this concept. The more we build that muscle, the more we can experience it, and the more we sense it. It just starts with just the awareness of, well, there is energy out there, and there's, you know, and we can start beginning to, you know, I sort of, you know, swim through that sea of energy and delineate like what this is and kind of thing. Anyway, so the energy for like, say that appointment was there and I felt it with this person and I was like, okay. They're like, no. So, all right, that's fine. I just knew it was there and I could like, this would have been great. And then there's other times where someone's like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. This is exactly what I need. And the energy's there and the shift for the people or the person or the outcome is like tremendous. It's as though the person heard it and knew it. They created, they needed an appointment and it got manifested and they received it. We are way more powerful, probably than even I acknowledge myself for myself, but we are way more powerful than we realize. And someone said to me yesterday, and I say it sometimes myself, with great power comes great responsibility. Uncle Ben, right? Spider-Man. But anyway, so we are very powerful. And then once we begin to realize we are the creators of our life. Now, some people might, you know, disagree with that and go, oh, well, it's outside of me and God is in control. And okay, here's the thing. We have free will. We were put here. We decided to be put here, incarnation, to choose. And to choose whatever that is. We have free will. Sometimes things are intervened, and I think that's kind of awesome. And sometimes it's pretty amazing when I see it. And if you get the sense of what I'm saying like, hey, I shouldn't go down this back alley. Something said to stick, you know, I could be just common sense, but like stick with the street lights, you know, kind of thing. There's more to play than just what meets their physical reality, our two eyes. Once we can realize that, once we are aware that there is more, then we can begin to step into that and become the creators, more of the creators. We get to write the narrative. We get to, instead of being the hapless victim that life happened to me, why is this happening to me? That's the waiting mentality. When we begin to step into creating, it doesn't mean that when we, like, you know, Walt Disney, I love using that example. He had a vision. He knew, like, he didn't have maybe that end goal of what he wanted to create exactly, but he knew he wanted to create something more. And then here is the mouse, and he creates the mouse. And from the mouse, it just began to grow and grow. And I read his story last September. It was like the celebration 100 years for Disney. And I was reading the story of his life and what he went through, his trials, his tribulations, and, you know, how he was turned down and people didn't believe in him and, you know, that kind of thing. But he didn't stop creating his life. He always was, I don't want to just say a risk taker. It's not just about taking a risk. It's creating your life. And yes, there is a certain element of risk involved. You know, me stepping in to this, you know, to this cabin and buying the cabin, there's a certain element of risk, you know, and the risk is, you know, you could lose it all. I could lose it all. What if, you know, my business dries up? What if clients stop coming? You know, what if I get sick? What if something happens to me? I can't afford it. You know, there is an element of risk, and that's just life. I'm deciding to create and step more into that. And when I do, I'm not going to say life is going to, it becomes easier. However, what it does do is it allows me to find the flow of that creation. When we're waiting, we're not receiving. Well, we could be receiving, but when it does present itself, most of the time it's, oh, well, it's not the time because, and then fill in the blank, right? You justify of like, oh, well, I can't do this right now, blah, blah, blah. I had a friend come to me, oh gosh, it's probably been 8 or 9 years ago now. And she introduced me to, I know I've talked about the Access Consciousness, Access Bars. have a podcast on here about that. She introduced me to Access Consciousness, and she said, oh my gosh, there's this foundation class, and in this foundation class, it's going to be in Michigan. It's going to be incredible. There's going to be all these classes and all these things, and it's just going to be phenomenal. Can you feel the energy? And I was like, this was like a couple months before it was going to be. And I was like, I took a moment. I looked at it and I was like, it does feel really light. I didn't know that was what I was wanting to create or whatever, but it seemed like I did the bars. That was a really cool class. I really enjoy it. Didn't do a ton with it. And then I was like, okay, I'll go. I decided to step into that creation a little bit more. So I changed my entire massage book around, and it was about a week long. Drove up to Michigan. She met me up there, and it was phenomenal. It changed my world. And this isn't the only time, excuse me, that it changed my world. Things changed my world. This was a pivotal moment for me though. And this class, it just helped me open up to more of who I am and more of what I knew already. But it was like, oh my gosh, everything was like, yeah. It helped me see why I decided to step into creation, what could even be manifested even more. And I already did that before that. It's just, it added to the mix. So I was like, oh, okay, wow. All right. So if I choose this, I'm going to create more. Oh, wow. Like, so meanwhile, in my head, I went, all right, I got to change my massage book. I don't know. And then this person, and then I have to figure out where to put them and blah, 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 blah. And then money. And then it's a lot of money. And then, you know, meanwhile, I did look at the energy and I looked at the opportunity. And somewhere unconsciously, I was asking for this. So I decided to take a risk or take that leap, make that choice, and go. And it changed my world. Now, in a really great, more manner, it was just incredible. And I'm sure, hopefully, we've all had some of those experiences where we chose something and maybe we weren't exactly sure. Maybe our head told us, don't do it. But meanwhile, everything in us was like, yes, do it. And we chose it. And it changed something. Maybe it changed everything. Yeah, so creating your life versus waiting. I would just invite everyone on here just to take a look at the places where we're saying these things, that we're saying, oh, well, I'm going to do this when my kid grows up and is away to college. And I get having a plan, and I get having like goals, ambitions, and that kind of idea. That's fantastic. If the opportunity arrives ahead of your target time and it feels right, maybe look at that and maybe decide that, oh, wow, is this the time? Is the time now? And I'm thinking it's going to be in the future. Like, so in the cabin, I wasn't exactly sure when my mortgage broker, Steve, was like, yeah, you know, this could take 2 or 3 years to find something, you know? And I was like, I really was open to the possibility of it being that long. And I really did my best to stay open to all the possibilities that I was working towards creating with this. And my head went, oh, I want this much land. I want to do this. I want this. I want that. That's what my head said. And that's okay. I had that idea. And then I sat back and opened up to the universe, God, great spirit, whatever, and said, okay, show me. If this is what I desire, where is it? What's going to create the most? and this cabin showed up. And if you listen to that last podcast, I was in awe. I couldn't believe it. I would show people pictures and like, oh my God, I want to go there. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, what is happening? And it was, it made me realize how powerful of a creator that I am, and that we actually are when we decide to step into that. So right now in life, whether you feel like you're allowing life still to happen to you in some way, shape, or form, you feel like you have to stay in that job that's killing you and you're not happy, what is it you're choosing it for? What is it that you're creating? Because remember, every choice now is creating that future self of where you desire to be. And I'm not going to judge anyone for where they are or why they're choosing what they're choosing. I just would like people to be more conscious of what they're choosing and that they can choose. And that if they let go of something and take that risk and that jump, what if something greater shows up? Now, again, yeah, that's creating your life. And it's not just taking a blind leap of faith. It's knowing when it's time. It's knowing when it's time to leave or to do whatever. And I do hear stories also of people go, oh my God, I left this job and it was the best thing ever. And then I've heard people say, oh, I left this job and oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's almost as if they stopped creating when they got fired, they left the job or whatever, and then they feel like, oh my gosh. So at that moment, it's like they relinquish their power to something more or something else. Instead of taking it in, like, in my imagination right now, I'm thinking of that wand. I'm holding that wand and going, all right, now what do I want to create? When I was fired from the Odyssey some time ago, in that moment, I was like, all right, here's my opportunity. It felt so light when she fired me. I was pissed on a mental level. And on an energetic, spiritual, whatever level, it was like, it's time, Cheryl. This is time. It's time. It's time to go. And actually, I don't know if I said this on any of the podcasts, but my boss at the time, her mom had passed away some years prior of cancer. And she was the original owner of the salon. And my boss said, yeah, I walked in and I saw these feathers laying on the ground and my mom was talking to me and she was telling me, you know, what she needed to say, I guess, to me or whatever. And I almost felt like her mom was coming through to her to tell her that it was time for me to leave. And she was, and I actually talked her out of it that night. And the next day she fired me anyway, which, you know, really honestly was one of the most amazing things also that have happened. And it didn't happen. It was created. You're like, how'd you create that? Well, subconsciously, unconsciously, I was creating it the whole time. And then once I became conscious of it, then we have the power to choose. When we become unconscious, we feel like we're a hapless victim and life happens to us. Then it didn't happen to me. Even though at the moment I put on the sob story a little bit on the, oh, you know, kind of thing. How does this happen? But then I was like, no, what do I want to create? So I kind of stepped into that as well. So are you creating? Or are you waiting? Hopefully this somewhere sparked something and allows maybe a door to open, a path to unfold, some clarity in some areas where you see that maybe now is the time to begin to create more and not just wait for life to happen to you. This is it, folks. I mean, I don't want to say this is it. I believe in reincarnation, but this is your life right now. What is it you desire to be at the end of the day, at the end of a month, year, the end of your life? And as I get ready to turn 50 this year, I do notice that my perspectives and the way I look at things are shifting to I don't want to waste any time. I want to create more, create instead of wait. And I wake up one day and I'm 80-year-old woman in bed and going, wow, what am I waiting for? I'm creating. So have an amazing day creating your life, everybody. And hopefully I'll talk to you soon. Oh, don't forget, if you feel like sending me a message, EQSoul, S-O-U-L, and A-N-D, bodywork@gmail.com. So, you know, shoot me a message. If you want to be on the podcast, we can sit and have a conversation. That would be awesome as well. Love to hear from you. All right. Au revoir. Bye.